Hi, my name is Danette Breitenbach. I'm from Biz Community, and we're here at the Effie Awards South Africa. We're here with Gillian Radford, who is the Executive Director of the Association of Communications and Advertising, who are the holders of the Effie Awards.
Yep.
So, tell us, Gillian, tell us what or why the Effie Awards are so important.
For me, it's that there are four pillars in the framework. So there's how you define the objective, and how you reframe the objective, how you take that into an insight and an understanding of your audience, how where you take your creative platform, and then how you bring it to life, and then what the results are. So there are four pillars, and you have to be equally strong in every single pillar. So you can't be really great in your objective and your results and mediocre in the middle.
Mm.
And that's what makes them so hard to win.
Because they are very difficult to win.
They are difficult, yeah.
I mean, you gave out a grand Effie this year,
yeah,
and you did last year. I can't even remember if you did the year before, but
yeah.
I know, I've been coming to these awards for years before they're even the Effies, and very often there is no grand Effie.
Yeah.
So it is, to win a grand Effie is massive.
It's massive. It's massive. We are not mandated to give one by the global rules. And the debate this year, we had three golds. So Pineapple's gold was not allowed to be a grant because it was a sustained success thing. But we had three golds that we had to debate. And we debated for 6 hours.
Wow. That's 2 hours each.
It's a lot.
If you think about it.
It's a lot. And what made this year quite different was that each of the golds were so different. Mm. So you had Sanlam's comedy show about financial literacy. Then you had VW's night driving, unbelievable. And then you had the City Lodge thing, which and each of them completely different. You couldn't compare them on a like-for-like basis, but they were all extremely strong in their own right. So it was very interesting discussion.
What I do think was a golden thread for all of them is that they created real impact,
yeah,
by doing more than traditional advertising.
Yeah.
There was purpose, but like, for example, the TBWA. I mean, the ad is hilarious. I love it.
Yes.
The creepy guy, the ABBA music, it's beautiful.
We've all been there.
But then there's the app. So that people, yeah, in real time could go, I'm in trouble here, I need help.
Yeah, yeah. And so the geolocation and the discount and all that.
So each of them had an element of that.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It was interesting. So the Sanlam one was interesting because they just took a subject that people don't like to talk about. They made it a little bit spicy and they made it funny,
yes,
and it got people's engagement. The VW one was interesting because they identified such a powerful insight that we all learn to drive during the day.
Yeah.
But most of the accidents are at night. And what they've done is they've embedded that into government training, and they've made it open source, and it's now being run in Spain and all over the show. So
amazing.
Every single one of them had such incredible ways that they took a problem and they brought it to life in a different way.
So do you think that this is what we're going to see happening, that it's not enough to just do a great campaign, you've got to sort of then take it into the real world, so to speak,
yeah,
and solve that real problem? So you're saying this is a real problem, but then to be effective, you've got to actually address the real problem?
Yeah, and I think you've got to address it in a way that's not expected.
Okay, yeah.
So the expected way to address, your accommodation's not great, call us. The way we would have done that in the past is not the way that these guys are doing it now.
Yeah.
So they're looking at challenges, reframing them, looking at different insights. So the insight in the City Lodge one was that City Lodge is boring. We want experiences. We want to go to Airbnb. But reliability is the new luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely brilliant. And attacking a giant global competitor, two giant global competitors. So, yeah, I think it's interesting. They have to challenge the way they take it to market in a very different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it defining effectiveness? Are you seeing a change in the way we define effectiveness?
So it's a very interesting question, because one of the things that comes up in judging is when you've got 100 million views, people are going, you can buy those. There's a skepticism around the huge views, the whatever. What needs to happen is what's actually happening on the ground, and not necessarily sort of, you know, immediate impact on business, but certainly business results are more important than views, because even the tech people in the judging rooms are going,
okay,
like I can literally buy those views. So there's a maturity,
yeah,
with how we judge effectiveness, and I think it's becoming more real.
And you said you had more entries than ever this year.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Because it's an onerous thing to enter.
It is. It's massively difficult.
Those case studies are not easy to
win. They're not easy, and it's not easy to win. So I think what's happening is that it's an award that both marketer and agency share.
Yeah.
It's not, and nothing against creative awards, it's not just that. It's a team effort. And even writing the case study is a team effort.
Yeah.
So it's something that marketers are judged on in their own world. It's something that agencies are judged on, but maybe they don't always get given the results. So it's real. It's a real measure of success. And I think I think people are getting that.
Well, congratulations on a really stellar award.
Thank you.
Ceremony, mm-hmm. Event.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely fantastic.
It's been good.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.